Welcome back, everyone. We are live at the Portland Indo Expo 2016. I'm Radical Russ with CannabisRadio.com, and joining me here we have Kyle. He is the CEO of Flow Hub. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Flow Hub, you know, I could imagine a lot of things that could be. Tell us what Flow Hub actually is.
Yeah, so, you know, Flow Hub really stems from an experience I had as a compliance manager out in Colorado. So when we first legalized out there, there was this whole state regulation, all these state regs that came into place. And it was through a system called Metric, a state system. And while I was this compliance manager, I really realized that the existing seed-to-sale platforms out there just didn't work for the new regs. And I realized that we could automate a lot of stuff. And okay. So that's really where this was born. So about 2 years ago, we started Flow Hub. And now we have about 25 employees. We've got a point of sale system that dispensaries in Colorado are using, some out here in Oregon as well. And we're making our way up to Alaska right now. And we have a grow management app as well coming out later this year for the Oregon market. So we're just excited to be here promoting this stuff.
You know, I know when I go to a dispensary or a shop that there's always, especially it's my first time there because I travel a lot. And it's my first time there, and I got to check in, and some guy takes my ID, and I stand there for a while, he types, and then I got a name that always gets misspelled,
right,
so I
got to
fix that part. So tell us how Flow Hub gets me around that. How does that make it better for me, the consumer?
Surely. So we make the check-in process super smooth and quick for the consumer. We developed this thing called the NUG. It's a handheld scanning device.
The NUG,
right? Isn't that cool? And it's a handheld scanning device that you can carry around with you, and it's powered over LTE. So you can actually use it as a phone as well, which is kind of cool. So what it does is it allows you to be remote. So you can walk around your dispensary freely without worrying about Wi-Fi. Okay. You can actually scan people's IDs with this device, and it checks people in. So if you're a med patient, you know that's where the bottleneck really is. You got to scan all these documents and stuff. You can actually take pictures and securely upload those to our server then just all through the NUG. So it takes, you know, that 10 to 15 minute process, that check-in process is, you know, now takes 60 to 90 seconds. It's so fast. So people are loving it.
So this, we're talking about scanning the QR code that on people's...
Yeah, it's called a complex, it's like a complex barcode, essentially, that holds a lot of information. It has your name, you know, your address in there, your birthday, and we can check all that stuff. So we can see, hey, is this person 21? Are they 21? Oh, they are. Okay, cool. We'll let them in for the rec side. Are they medical? Oh, yeah, okay. We can check them as a med patient and then, you know, scan their documents. It's very simple.
The driver's license barcode has whether or not they're a patient? That's coming from
I'm sorry. You know, okay. So let me clarify
this.
Could you imagine if there was that? No. We respect privacy greatly. We can't see that stuff. But I guess, I'll walk you through a scenario. You walk in the dispensary. Someone at the front will scan the back of your ID. And then they can choose at that point, if it's a med and a rec dispensary, they can choose if you're a med patient or not. So they can say, oh, you're a med patient. You're coming in to join us to make us your primary, you know, you could scan in their med documents with the NUG.
Oh, okay.
So that's how it works. And if you're rec, you just select rec and it goes through that process. We have a built-in loyalty system, so you could also add them to loyalty there if they want to join a loyalty program. You know, so it's all really just fluid. That's the whole idea.
Is the NUG a system where you're going to buy one of those for your dispensary and whoever's the cashier on duty, bud tender on duty, is going to use it? Or do you buy multiple ones, one for each bud tender?
You know, so it's cool. It's a platform. So we have another app called Audit on this that allows you to go back and actually scan in your inventory and check inventory levels and reconcile inventory. So
it's like really, these guys I see walking around the Walmart and they're...
It's exactly right. Yeah. No, it's exactly right. I mean, you see this in Target, Walmart, a lot of these large, big box retailers are going to use these because there's just so much inventory to track.
Sure.
And it's really the same thing here. So, no, we find that people will have, you know, two or three sometimes. Sometimes you just need one. It depends on the scale of your dispensary.
Okay.
And we're really flexible. You don't buy these outright. So there's just a monthly fee for these.
Oh,
and so
okay.
You can scale up and down month to month depending on if it, you know, it gets busy around 420 for you. Maybe you want a couple more. You can do that.
That's fantastic.
We make it simple.
This is Flow Hub, which is a POS system plus this really cool integrated NUG with scanning to make everything a lot simpler. And, you know, I imagine as a business owner also you're dealing with, you know, continuity of data where, you know, bud tenders might not be the, let's say, top clerical data entry people.
Oh, sure. Sure. You know? We see that. You know, it's, you know what we did to fix that, actually, what we did to remedy this big issue were, especially if you have a few stores, you know, you open up a few collectives around the state, you know, you really want, as a business owner, you want to be able to go in and analyze all your data and go, hey, you know, what are the trends here for some of these products that I have?
Yeah.
The big problem before FlowHub was, you know, every dispensary kind of acts as its own independent dispensary, and so the product names are sometimes spelled differently. You know, you intake inventory at one place, Wana Sour Gummies is spelled, you know, with two N's. Over here, it's spelled with one N.
Granddaddy just, Perp.
Right.
Different D's.
No, yeah. Exactly. No, it's exactly right. You know, is it all like one word? Is it split apart? And what's really cool about our platform is it allows you to actually build out a product's catalog. So you build out your catalog for your entire supply chain. Okay. And then when you're accepting inventory in, that data is standardized because you're pulling from that singular catalog. So
okay. It
makes it really easy to manage a large supply chain, basically.
I know in my line of work with radio, we have a feature that allows us to say that John Cougar, John Mellencamp, and John Cougar Mellencamp are all the same dude.
Right.
Kind of same idea here.
It's exactly right.
A different way it's spelled, it could also be the same strain.
Right, right. It's exactly right. So we group everything together under one thing. So it's so easy as a business owner to go back and go, oh, here's what's trending. Oh, here's what's going on in my dispense. It just adds visibility over your whole supply chain, really.
So you built this up coming through Denver and the MED and their you know, Bible-thick regulation book.
Yeah, we only have a couple out there.
Just a couple. As you expand and you're moving to other states and looking forward to the states that are voting here in 2016, how does the platform adapt for the different states as you build this out?
Sure. You know, it's interesting. We have some really cool proprietary technology on the back end that allows us to build out regs very quickly. So we can move into new markets very rapidly. We've defined what's needed in a highly regulated environment. And we've defined those data points.
Okay.
And so we are able to basically move into new markets fairly rapidly because of those definitions we already have in place. I think, you know, one of the smartest things we did was we started in Denver, a highly regulated market that's now a few years old. So we've had a lot of experience of playing around and messing up all the time, right? And figuring out what we're doing wrong and what we could do better. And so coming into markets like Oregon, it's much easier for us.
Sure.
You know, we're not reinventing the wheel over here. We've done this before. So it was pretty simple for us to come and transition into this new market. Same with Alaska. It's simpler for us to move up there as they're getting their regs together and things are coming online. So, and as these guys, you know, the state is, right? They change stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We're able to rapidly adjust that. And so just our whole platform is really, it's built so specifically for this industry. And I think that's our edge, really. You know, I mean, this is custom built from the ground up by people who really care about the future of legalization. And I've also had tons of experience in a compliance-based market. You know, you can't build this in California and expect to have the knowledge that we have in Colorado. You know,
right.
They're just completely different. You know, we're really, I tell a lot of people this, we're not the cannabis industry anymore. You know, we're a compliance industry. And if you're lucky, you get to sell cannabis. You've got to stay compliant first, right?
Right.
If you're not compliant, you're going to get fined and shut down. It happens.
I've seen it many times. Kyle with FlowHub, this sounds very interesting. Tell folks how people can... tell them how they can learn more about this online.
Sure. Our website's flowhub.co. It's not .com. I'm still working on that. We'll get that hopefully one of these days. But flowhub.co is our website. You can also find us on Twitter, flowhubco. Facebook's flowhubco. We're on MassRoots. I'm sure you know MassRoots. We're FlowHub there. And you can find us on Instagram as well. We post cool bud porn shots and stuff. I mean, our customers, you know?
Well, folks, check it out. It's FlowHub, your integrated point of sale system, complete with the handheld nug. It's the only system that gives you a nug.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's the only system that gives you a nug that you can bring with you on an airplane around the country.
The only one, yeah. Thanks so much for joining us, Kyle. Have yourself a great show.
Thank you so much for having me on. We'll see you later.
That's a pleasure. All right, stay tuned. We'll have more from Indo Expo after this.